This episode is brought to you by SendPro from Pitney Bowes. SendPro has three times the features of Stamps.com at one-third the price. Visit pb.com/TMS to learn more and try it for free for 90 days. After that, you get SendPro for only $5 a month. That's pb.com/TMS. Coming up on TMS, hey kid, what you doing?
Spider-Man looks good.
Well, Cardinal.
Gotta get them bees.
My controller is edible.
I really want a pizza bikini.
Also edible. Tom's Tech Time.
Recommendals and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I want the one with a bear. What do you want, Daddy?
I want Toasties. Now, Post 10's new assortment has all the I want cereals.
I want the ABCs.
Start your day a little bit better. Get all the I want cereals. New Post 10.
Plissken, what are you doing?
What?
This is Scott Fletcher, and I approve this podcast. This is The Morning Stream.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. It is Wednesday, July 5th, 10:07 a.m. in the Mountain Time Zone, the only time zone that matters. Starting a little late. It's me, Scott Johnson, with him, Brian Nibbett. Hello, Brian.
Well, hi, Scott Johnson.
What are you doing? Just, you know, doing your
thing. Yeah, doing my thing this morning. This was a morning of like, okay, you want to know? Here, I'll tell you. I'll tell you a couple things that I did this morning that frustrated the hell out of me.
Give it to me.
Realized that I needed to install an update for FileMaker Pro.
Yeah.
I still use FileMaker Pro. I know. It's still 1992, and I need my databases relational, and I haven't switched to an online solution or anything like that.
Do they still keep it up, and it's updated and all that?
They do. They're still releasing updates for it and you know, in adding new features and all that stuff.
Okay.
And it's actually, I really prefer using it because customizing a database look and feel and making it work exactly the way I want and being able to have offline access to it is kind of nice.
Yeah, I agree.
But can I tell you that they are stuck in no man's land when it comes to DRM or, you know, license key management. So I launch it, and apparently I haven't launched it since I did that reinstall of my operating system a few months ago.
Yeah.
And
does this thing have a dongle you got to use? Like,
oh God, you'd think, right? Yeah. I mean, it feels like it should.
Yeah.
So I launch it. It says, "Oh, your free trial has ended. Would you like to buy?" I'm like, "Well, no, I've already bought this thing 100 times over. Like, even their upgrades are still in the $120 and stuff. But you're kind of locked in once you get in.
Sure.
You're kind of locked in forever. So I went back and searched through my emails and found, all right, FileMaker Pro upgrade license key. Entered it. I'm sorry, this is not a license key. This is an upgrade key. You need your license key. So apparently, you know, when you buy, you get a license key and then you get upgrade keys. So I had to go and find, and these are all like 30 digit, you know, five digits or five characters and a dash, five characters and a dash. And you know what? You can't copy and paste from an email. You still have to actually have the thing right next to the other screen and manually type in, oh, do I need it? Does it need to be caps? Is that going to work? Doesn't tell me, so I'm going to assume it's caps.
Why is that? Why would they not let you just paste? That makes there's no additional security that way.
So it's just frustrating.
Yeah. If you have the number, you have the number. So if you've got the number erroneously or if it's your number to have, either way, that's a pain in the ass. Just let you paste it. That's stupid.
Really, really is irritating. And yeah. I went back through having to manually enter eight of those keys for various upgrades that I've purchased, and I still can't get the damn thing working. So I sent an email, and I said, hey, here's the problem I'm having. By the way, incredibly frustrating. You should look at fixing this.
Yeah. They get back to you and say, oh, yes, after 30 years of this, we will now change the way we do it. Because you're right. Do they do that by chance? No, probably not.
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, that would be great, right? Just like, squish all my purchases into one brand new key that basically says, you've bought this, this is yours, here's a key for you.
Yep, that's some 90s ass thinking is what that is. So exactly. I totally get it. Well, so you're good
now,
though.
I wasted time on that damn thing.
Oh, that's a lot of time in the morning.
It is a lot of time. Exactly. My morning, you know, that's that's client time, man. That's money I could be billing out to a client for some such.
Yeah, plus we have this thing, you know. It's like you got to prep,
got to find music.
Sure.
Got a Coverville today. I'm still trying to figure out music because, you know, again, Monday was kind of a wash, and that's usually a day I start getting music together. And
I also, Scott. I also wash on Mondays.
Monday is wash day.
Washing day.
My parts.
Many of my 2,000 parts. Hey, also, I got a story. The happy post-4th of July to everybody there in the U.S. Hope you had fun and a safe time. I see there were a lot of fires started in L.A. and even a few here in the Valley because people are dumb. and that's fine. Whatever. You know, you're going to be dumb. I'm not here to tell you how smart to be or not, but don't set things on fire. Anyway,
right.
Had a funny experience yesterday that you would like only from the perspective that it was me who had to experience it, I think. You're going to like me. So I'm at a pool. Now, this isn't a public pool. After the show finished and I posted all this Nerdtacular content and I got all caught up with things, Kim's like, we're going to take some time off today. I said, really? I've got stuff. No, we're going. It's the only holiday you're going to get for a while, so let's go. And I said, okay, that's fine. Put my stuff down, left, put my swimmy on, you know.
Your swimmy?
Yeah, my swimmy.
Okay,
Swimsuit. Sometimes I call it a swimmy.
A swimmy.
Just for funs. And
swimsy.
We go with some friends to their... I guess it's their somebody's stepdad. Anyway, they have a pool.
Okay.
And it's
a little backyard pool action.
Yeah, and it hasn't been used for a while, but he had it cleaned out and had brand new water in it. It was really nice. Nice pool, perfect temperature, all the things you want. And now we're not at a public pool, so this isn't like a big throng of people I don't know. It's a handful of people I know and then a couple of their kids or something. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like a public pool where I have anywhere to complain or, you know, whatever.
What's funny is, like, I think you're already staving off the emails and tweets and stuff from people who are like, wait, you won't put on somebody else's PSVR, but you'll get into a pool, public pool?
I like that you're
setting up that this is not a public pool. This is a privately owned pool.
Yeah. Privately owned pool and also brand new, freshly done new water. Okay, so to me, that was enough to feel a little bit better about it.
We've all seen Waterworld. We know there's no such thing as never used water.
That's true. Just pee on a plant and drink it. So I go into this backyard and I'm chilling and it's great. And I even did a little periscope from there. People may have seen it and it was fine and whatever. Sunny, beautiful day. Hot day though, like 102 or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting hot to the point where, like, you know what? I am getting in this pool. I'm going in, everybody. So I strip down to my swimmy. And I jump there into the pool there, and I'm swimming around, and I'm doing my thing, and I'm wrestling around with Nick, and I'm throwing them. There's a basketball hoop, so we're just kind of goofing around. And
oh, please tell me there's a baby Ruth in this story.
It's not quite a baby Ruth, but you're in the right department. So you're on the right floor. You just got to find the aisle you're looking for. So we're in the pool, and there's a kid at the end of the pool who I don't know, who's pretty. Energetic's been jumping in, diving in, cannonball this and splashy that and just having a ball. And then at some point I'm kind of watching everybody do their thing and I see this kid stop dead in his tracks. He's floating on one of those swim noodle things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And his eyes go blank as if he's staring through all of us. And just
lost in thought. Uh-huh.
And just pees. Just pee.
Oh, no.
Just let it go. Just pee. And I'm close enough to where the water went from mild to suddenly slightly warmer. And I went, yep, I'm out. And I swam the other way and got out of the pool and never got back in. Now, here's the point of the whole story.
I'm just imagining you doing like a vertical leap from a from a swimming position, like some like Aquaman, basically just straight out of the water onto the side. Nope.
I kind of wish I could have done that. But when I got out and I dried off and I was just kind of going, oh my gosh, the kid peed right next to me. Here's the problem. I don't know the kid.
Yeah.
And the parent of the kid is somebody's aunt or relative or whatever. And it's a very closed, like I said, it's only like, it's less than 10 people there.
Sure.
At a public pool, I could go, dude, that's disgusting. And then I'd go tell like the lifeguard, someone peed over here and you probably don't want to clear it out or whatever.
Time to shock the water.
It's time to shock the water. But this is different. It's this much more intimate sort of gathering of people. And what am I going to do? Turn to the lady and go, that's talking to my wife and laughing about something they're, you know, talking about. turn to her and go, your kid just freaking peed in the pool. Like, I couldn't do it. So I don't know. I guess what I'm here to do is I put this at the altar of the people who are listening live. What would you guys have done? Would you guys have,
I think you did exactly what you need to do. Get out. I mean,
just get out. Should I have said anything to anybody or no? I mean, everybody kept swimming.
I would tell the owner of the pool and say, hey, just a heads up. You might want to throw a little extra, you know, pH shock, whatever the chemicals are that you put the little tab in there to measure the colors and stuff like that. You may want to put a little bit of extra, I don't know, shock to the pool over in that end. Just got warm there. Just got a little yellower down at that end.
So,
Pensatucky's yellow drink just got into the pool.
No kidding. It grossed me out, and I kind of had a hard time for the rest of the day. And then here's the part you're gonna love. Uh-huh. This morning,
how many times did you shower? How long did you shower when you got back home?
quite a bit. I'll admit it. I had a real good shower when I got home. Here's the funny part. So this morning, Kim. She's getting ready to go somewhere. Oh, I know she's doing. She's, by the way, Tracy Haley, who was at Nerdtacular.
Yes.
Ended up in the hospital. It was related. It's a combination of things, but her, she's gone through some cancer treatments and some other stuff, and all these things sort of basically added up to the altitude up there really kind of wreaked havoc with her. So she ended up with what they called pulmonary, real rare thing. Sorry, I can't remember the name of it. Pulmonary something something. Edema?
Basically up. Her heart went into failure for being up so high at Snowbird, right? Or something like that?
Something like that. Pulmonary edema, I think, is the term. And it's something to do with lungs not getting enough oxygen, but it's because they're in a weakened state already. Or anyway, I didn't totally understand it. We could probably look it up. But anyway, she ended up in the hospital here locally, and I found out kind of after the fact. Kim's running over there right now with some flowers.
Aw.
And so on her way out, Kim stops where I'm sitting on the bed, or, you know, I was working on my laptop getting ready for the show, and she goes, does my eye look weird to you? And she bends down and shows me her eye. Does like this. And it's, I think maybe she has like a little pink eye from the pool.
Oh no.
So I'm just saying, I think somebody may have peed. And then
I don't think you get pink eye from pee, can you? I know you can get it from
the schmoopy schmoop.
Poo. Yeah. But
I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is I couldn't get out of there quick enough, and I'm fine. You know, no weird rashes, no strange, anything for me here. But she did stay in the pool for a bit. I did eventually kind of come over and go, honey, come here. And she came to the edge. I said, that kid over there peed. You probably want to get out. So anyway, it was
fine.
Did
she get out or just keep swimming?
No, she got out.
Okay.
No, she dove to the deep end. She was like, give me some of that.
There are a lot of people in the chat room saying, yeah, it's a quarter cup of urine has no effect on 15,000 gallons of chlorinated water.
It does when you're standing next to it and you feel warm when it touches you. That's when it affects you. Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's not I'm under no illusions that somehow the world is tainted now because some kid peed in a pool. I know they pee in pools constantly. I get it.
Right.
And I'm not, it doesn't even freak me out that much. Where it got me was to watch that face and then to see, and then to feel it hit me.
The face is the best part. Like,
yeah, like, just like
concentration, you know, where,
yeah, like you really had to focus, you know, like babies do. Babies do this when they like in their diapers and be like, you're like, oh, I can tell we're making a dumpy frumpy or whatever. And then, but in the pool, it's fine. I don't even need to, even if I'd have seen the kid do it from afar, it'd probably been all right. But it touched me. I got warm pee cloud on me.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not cool. So anyway, other than that, uneventful fourth, you know, fireworks and all that. It was fine. Did you do anything special? Anything fun?
We, it's funny. We did a little cookout barbecue here in our backyard, and then actually the neighbors, crazy neighbors, were doing a barbecue there, and so we all kind of merged over to their house, even though we were kind of eating our own food at their house.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of like, oh well, it's just, you know, we'll be social and stuff.
Sure.
And so we did that, but I gotta say, you know, Tina's the absolute best. There's nobody who listens to this show who wouldn't already say that she puts up with a lot of crap.
Not just with you either.
No, I mean, just a lot of crap in general. So yesterday I happened to be out and about. We went and met Rishi B, a listener, and his girlfriend, who are visiting from Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. And he was coming through. They were coming through Denver. And
Rishi B.
Shibi.
Yeah, he's funny. That guy makes me laugh. He calls the show sometimes. He used to.
He's great. He's fantastic. Yeah. And so we went to Old Town Arvada and had a drink and some French fries with him from a Belgian frites place.
Ooh.
And on the way back, I get a little alert in Pokemon in Pokemon Go that a 4-star raid is starting nearby. I'm like, oh, this might be pretty good. And these are the top tier raids.
Right.
And I'll spare a lot of the details, but it turned out to be a Tyranitar, which is like the best raid you can hope for. It's also got the most hit points, so you need a good sized group to take it down, like seven.
I know the math on this because Darren and I were just talking about there's a Tyranitar or whatever over here at a local gym.
Uh-huh.
And he was freaking out because he didn't think they could get enough people, but it's like seven people to do 40,000 hit points.
Like 35,000 hit points. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. How'd you do then? So what'd you do?
So we doubled back over there. There were already like 10, 11 people. There's a Facebook page, so I kind of got a second alert about it. I'm on this Facebook group for Arvada of like top tier raids, and you know, because you want to get a group of people together. It's kind of what the game was back in July last year, where all these people getting together. Oh, what'd you just catch? Oh, did you see there's a such and such nearby? And that kind of camaraderie.
Sure.
And that's exactly what this was. There were like 12 of us sitting out there. Tina's laughing and talking with people and.
Is there no limit to the, like, if it takes seven to take it down, there's no, like, cap, right? You could have 12 make the attempt.
You can have 20 in each lobby, as far as I understand. Gotcha. So okay. once you have 20, it starts up a second lobby, and then that group tries to take it down as well. But you can pop between lobbies. So let's say there's 20 people in a lobby, one guy shows up and can't get in. Yeah. You could have 10 people jump out and jump into the lobby with the other dude to help him out.
That makes sense. Okay. Anyway.
And once you take it down, you watch its little health pool go down to a manageable size. And then you get a certain number of premium balls to fire at it to try and catch it. And these are only used to catch raid bosses. So I had 11 shots, fired off, miss. He jumped up in the air, dodged that one. This one bounced off and from an animation. This one caught. Oh, he hopped out right away. The second to last ball, I caught it.
Oh, no way. Well done.
Thank you. And he is super highly rated. He's a 96% IV rating, which means between his health, his stamina, his attack, and his defense, he's 90%, 96% of perfect, having perfect stats in all three of those.
Wow.
So I'm putting him in a gym as soon as I can. But
So let me get this straight. If you throw all those balls, so does the rest of the team, you know, the rest of the raid do too. And do they have, is it possible that, say, three of you got him?
And I think in this group, I think seven of us got him.
Ah, so he's not a finite character that is only caught by one person.
Right, it's not like one person gets him, everybody else go pound sand. No, it's everybody gets a chance to snag him.
Sounds like fun, actually.
It is. It's a blast. It's such a new fun mechanic. And yeah, the whole attack system, and we've talked about this because I think I now have an audio of tap 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 tap.
Yep, totally have that. I'll use that. I'll use that frequently if as needed.
There you go. But it's that fighting system is still janky, and for a game that had such a great fighting system in its Nintendo Game Boy iterations, where you could say, let's use this attack. All right, I'm gonna use this attack on him. Oh, it did no damage. I'm gonna use this other attack.
Mm-hmm.
To have it be like this button tap fest is silly.
Yeah, really, I agree. As you would say.
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece of shit.
There you go.
Exactly.
Well
so
done.
Anyway, I certainly don't want to turn this into let's talk about Pokemon Go every day, but that was a fun thing yesterday.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I'm glad that worked out. And any sort of fireworky things, or do you guys avoid that? What do you?
We went out Monday night with the crazy neighbors out to a fancy dinner downtown, went to the top of a building and watched the Coors Field fireworks after the Rockies game.
Yeah, those are always good.
Yeah, and so last night was more of like a let's stay home, sedate Daisy, who gets completely and totally freaked out by fireworks and just turns into a shivering ball of pudding.
Well, they think it's end times is what they think.
I think they do. I think they think this is it. We're all going to die.
My daughter's pit bull freaked out completely, but Rainer doesn't seem to care. She just kind of lays there and takes it, which is weird because she's a nervous dog. She's the nervousest of dogs. She pees if she sees a stranger. She cowers if she thinks she's in trouble, like she's a nervous little spaz. But
yet
fireworks,
no...
nothing.
Wow.
Just lays there and just like grooves on it. I don't know. Like it almost puts her to sleep. And I don't know. I can't really, honestly, I can't figure it out because she is otherwise constantly alert. Her ears are moving all the time. She hears a thing over here. Really great hearing, really great vision. Sees a, you know, a little leaping frog from 100 yards away and runs after it. Like her senses are an all-time high. Yet fireworks, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
She just sits there and chills.
Wow.
I don't know. It's like pot for her. It's weird. Anyway, well, good times. Hope everybody had a safe and fun bank holiday here in the States United.
Yes, what a great bank holiday we just had.
Yeah, it was really good. I couldn't send checks to anyone and do any business. So well done, world. Hey, just a quick check in on what's coming up. Spider-Man Homecoming currently enjoying a 92% Rotten Tomatoes rating. That's very good news for a lot of people. I will give you a quote here. It says here, the perfect Spider-Man movie and the one of and one of the best films yet in the MCU. Audiences are going to fall in love with it, says Mark Hughes of Forbes magazine. A rollicking, soaring glide of a ride that puts a bright, new, fun, feisty, re-energized spin on pop culture's top web star.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. There's
so excited about this.
Yeah, there's no bad ones, really. There's a couple that are just like, it's just another superhero movie, hate life. I don't like fun. So that's going on.
Superhero movie overload.
I was hoping there was some Valerian early reviews, and I can't find an AC Valerian.
Is that this weekend also?
I thought it was this weekend, but I must be wrong. Let's see. Dates on Valerian. When is this? Oh, June 21st. So it's a week after. So that's why. So 14th for the Spider-Man. Is that this weekend?
What? No, it's this weekend. It's 7th.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. 7th for the Spider-Man. War of the Planet of the Apes is what I'm thinking of on the 14th.
Oh, right. That's on the 14th.
That's
sure.
Also at 90. That's at 95%. Very excited. Love that second one. So good. Let's see. Just checking to see if there's any early reviews there or not.
Which we have in the draft is coming out the 14th.
Is that our last gasp? Is that our last chance?
No, we have Dunkirk.
Oh, I forgot about Dunkirk.
Yeah, and Dark Tower.
And Dark. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. There's hope left in the frog pants.
There is. There's still some life left. Although Big and Tall, who up until now has been kind of banking on the Boss Baby and Rough Night.
Right. yeah, totally. All right.
They're gonna have a nice little surge with Spider-Man Homecoming this week.
I have a note just handed to me by producers here that Brian's 3D printer gave him a happy ending. You're gonna have to explain.
Well, it's a nice, comfortable wire chain is all it took. So I told you I'd been talking to this Jossenver over at BQ about solving my printer issues.
Yeah.
And that they, I don't know, male or female based on that name, but that they had directed me to say, okay, I think it's going to be a new motor. You're going to need a new motor.
Yeah.
And finally I replied, well, right after we got off the show, I replied back and said, no, I don't think it's the new motor because it's the, I plugged the motor into another port and it just ran just fine. And I went online and I found specs for that motor that say it's getting the right voltage. It's got the right resistance, blah, blah, blah. So this morning I wake up and I have an email from a different support person. Like apparently Jossenver just threw up their hands and said, forget it, I'm not helping this person. Or somebody stepped in and said, no, you're not doing this right. He's right, it's not the motor. So they are sending me a new drive or a new wire chain.
Okay. So the whole so the thing you thought originally is now what they're sending you.
Is now what they're sending me. Okay. So coming from Madrid, who knows if I'll have this thing actually up and running before before T and I head to Vegas next later this month. I mean, it'd be nice if I could see this thing within a week.
Yeah, that'd be,
I don't know.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Can they expedite it, or do you have to wait for slow boat on international stuff?
Probably
like
have
that?
To wait for slow boat. I don't know. Maybe I can pay for expedited shipping. I don't mind. I don't mind paying a little extra just so I can get this thing back up and running.
Yeah,
you know?
No kidding. You want to print. This is why you bought the damn
print.
Thing.
Yeah,
you supported
exactly.
them. You helped them succeed on Kickstarter. It's part of their. It's their prerogative. They gotta. You know, they got to do right by Brian Ibbett.
Exactly, exactly. Or they're going to hear about it from me.
I mean, how are you going to continue to thrive in your underground homemade sex toy business that you have going?
That's what, you know, that's what this is for right here. This little,
Oh, man.
Kind of looks like an IUD, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm writing to express some disappointment in the recent purchase I made. There has been medical.
My simple IUD is stuck.
I just spent a week at the hospital and can't get it out. I don't know what's happening.
Right.
Please reply at your soonest convenience. Anyway, well, there you go. 3D printer, so, happy story. Makes me happy to hear it. We're gonna get all Brian Dunaway up in this. He's our new stump guy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Excited. We missed him last week.
Missed him so much weekend, you know.
We really did. I mean, he's the man. We wanted to have him here, and it was not an option. However, this is an option right here. It is Stump Dunaway, and on the line with us is Brian Dunaway himself. Hello, Brian.
Oh, hi.
Oh, geez, you're loud today.
Oh, hey, hot mic.
Bringing it down.
It's all right. Hi. How are you? What are you doing? How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. Am I less hot now?
You're less hot. Well, you're always hot, but not in the audio way. You're always
hotter not.
Yeah, you're always turning us on.
I haven't been on to hot or not in forever.
I wonder if that's still a thing.
I don't know. Is it?
It's like chat roulette. Is there
even older? You know,
it's like trying to. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like trying to say, you know. Am I going to get a virus if I visit hotornot.com?
No, but they want your Facebook account. No, I'm out.
Hot or not. Here we go. Fun way to connect people. Continue with Facebook or other options.
So now they've turned it into a dating service.
Wow, they have. Great. Let's see. Am I hot or not? Okay, here's another one.
I'm going to go with no, you're not.
Okay, I'm not signing into any of this. Hot or not encounters.
Ugh. Oh, we're going down a dangerous path.
Yeah, this is not good. This is not good. All right, avoid it at all costs. Well, you're always hot to us.
Looks like chat roulette is still a thing, too.
Oh, yeah, that's still there. Hey, not that I would know from frequent use.
You answered fairly quickly.
I know. I realized as it came out of my mouth that it made it sound kind of like I got something going on in chat roulette, but I don't. Hey, Brian, speaking of flashing penises and stuff, we really missed you at Nerdtacular.
So I stayed at home and flashed my penis instead.
And by miss you, I mean that, you know, your physical body wasn't there. You weren't able to articulate in front of people or anything. However, we did have your cutout, thanks to Greg Skinner. Where is that? I have it down here somewhere.
I've heard about the cutout, and I'm a little disturbed that it went home with Scott Johnson.
It did. It's right here.
Nothing good can come of this.
I got two of them. So here's...
Would you have felt weirder if it went home with Justin Robert Young, though?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, right?
I think my expectations from what would happen with Justin Robert Young would be on par. I don't know what Scott's going to do with it.
So people at home can see this. There's Veronica Belmont. She looks
huge.
Hey,
Veronica!
She looks gigantic in this photo because it's not quite life-size. But anyway. Yeah. And then there's Brian. Whoops, wait. There's Brian. Hanging out, just looking at his phone.
That's the thinnest I've ever been.
Yeah, you were very thin in 2014. Yeah, 2014.
You're only like, 5 millimeters thin there.
Yeah, you're a little thin guy. I'm going to put it over here.
That made me feel good that I was able to be there in spirit.
Yeah, and people laugh their heads off at your video. So,
by the way, did we ever find out what happened to the Veronica cutout during the hours of... 5 p.m. on Friday till 11 a.m. on Saturday morning.
No, but this I have some hints. There are, for whatever reason, there are nipples on it now, and there's a mouth hole. So I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know what it means. I have no idea.
To be an attractive young lady.
We take it all back. We love Veronica. She's like a sister. We would never defame her photo. In fact, she would... Listen, do you ever want to be on the receiving end of... her anger? I don't. Ever.
Oh, I have been, and I didn't like it.
Nope. She'll tear
I did not like it, sir.
She will tear you up. All right. Brian, having you here is a treat. So let's do this. We're going to pull somebody in and do a little stumpage. Just test your knowledge is what we're going to do.
Stumpage. So, your ability to make up words.
Let's see. I'm going to pull in... I'm just going to pull a random name. There's a bunch in here today. So randomly pulling in somebody named... Slucko, are you there? Slucko.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Slucko. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's your real name? What's your real first name, anyway?
Michael.
Michael, nice to have you here. Michael, where do you come from? Hello?
Michael?
Michael Slucko?
My mama!
Oh, no.
No, you're back now.
Oh, there we go. Now we can hear you.
We can hear you now. Are you there?
I had to mute the chat app.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen.
Yes.
That'll happen. No worries. Where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's where all the vampires are in America. The American vampires are in Pennsylvania.
I think you're thinking Transylvania, Scott, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of the Amish or Transylvania.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Transylvania.
Come from Squirini.
That's right. Maybe it's vampire Amish. Ooh, think of that.
Yeah.
You don't want to be around them when they do their Rammstein, or what's it called? What's the thing where they go out and just fool around for a week?
Rammstein.
Rammstein?
Rumspringer.
Rumspringer, that's it. You don't want to be around a vampire Amish guy when he's on Rumspringer weekend. Anyway.
And whatever you do, don't stab him with a shiny stake. Oh, that's double bad.
Well done. Well done. 4:30, time for milking. All right. Hey, let's get to it. Brian's going to explain this damn thing. How does it work, Brian? What do we do?
That's right. So, Michael from Pennsylvania, we're going to be asking Brian Dunaway a trivia question here in just a moment. Based on the film Sully. I'll tell you that right now as the category. Brian's going to answer. His answer is going to be a number, but it's going to be wrong. We're going to turn to you, and we're going to ask you if the correct answer is higher or lower than Daryl's guess. If you are correct today, courtesy of listener D8UV, a $20 Blizzard gift card. Like, you can buy some loot boxes in Overwatch. You can buy a month of WoW. You can buy some characters in Heroes of the Storm.
Yep.
Whatever. You could probably even buy a copy of Lost Vikings. Or can you? Can you do that? You probably can.
I don't know. Yes, you can, actually. You could convert it into gems, and then you could buy the Lost Vikings.
You go. So many things that you can do with that $20 Blizzard gift card. And it could be yours if your guess is correct.
Excellent. As we mentioned, the topic is the film Sully.
Sully. Yes. Starring Woody from Toy Story.
Yes.
Right. So not Monsters, Inc.
No.
With Billy Crystal.
No.
Right.
Right. No, that is correct. Have you, Brian,
been character in
Dunaway? Have you seen this film?
I have, and he crashed a plane 0 times.
Yeah, I've seen it not at all. So this is going to be fun for me. I feel like I'm going to learn a little something. I've been meaning to, just haven't gotten around to it. I like the whole basis of the story, and I'm a big fan of director. What's his name? Anyway,
Ron Howard.
Yeah, I like that. Ron Howard.
Director, what's his name?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike Wachowski, there's a bunch of birds heading towards the engine.
He's doing your Han Solo movie now. It's going to be very exciting.
Right.
It's still weird to me. Anyway, here's your question. The film Sully is based on a true story. The pilot of the U.S. Airways Flight 1549 landed the plane in the Hudson River. Everyone on board the plane survived. How many people were on the plane? So how many total survivors and people on the plane? I guess the same thing. This includes both passengers and crew. I will give you a hint, Brian Dunaway. It is somewhere between 12 and 300.
12 and...
Does he count the birds as well that survived?
No, because I don't think any of them did they? Any of those birds make it?
Well, I'm sure only a few of them went into the engine.
Do you think they still tell the story? Like, I'll never forget the Hudson Bay Day or the Hudson River Day.
October 14th was a day like any other day.
Yeah, never forget. I was eating some worms and your uncle got sucked in and it would be a great story. A great tale.
That's right.
Brian, what do you...
All at once, the plane swerved into the cloud of...
Dunaway, what is your do you have a method for the madness here? Because as we transition to you, I'm curious what your tricks are.
Well, my trick this time, lots of times I'll do math.
Yeah.
Like this morning, I tried to add up how many number of days it has been since we acquired freedom in the U.S. It was around 88,000 or something. But with this, it's going to be just a memory trick because they mentioned a couple of times and always. I don't understand why they call it like this, but why do they say when people survive in a plane, there were X number of souls on board? Why don't they just say people?
I think that's when they die, I think they say that, right? And I think that's more of an old thing, like the Lusitania sunk with 850 souls on
board. Souls, they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, just floating above the water, waiting for another ship.
Yeah, they always used to, especially... back in the, like, well, just old wars and stuff, they'd say souls.
Yeah.
They don't do it now. Like, if a bus blows up in a mission somewhere in Iraq, they don't go, 42 souls were lost to that. I don't know why they don't, but they don't do that anymore.
It always makes it seem cooler.
Yeah. Well, at the very least, totally it seems does. More. There's more gravity, right? Instead of
right, right.
I don't know. Maybe it's too religious
except
now.
Except for Mike, who has no soul. Yeah. He still died.
He died, but 170 he's
170 souls and one jackass.
Yeah. One jackass.
No soul.
He's no soul in that jackass. You know, the use of the word jackass needs to come back outside of... Now that we're far enough away from Knoxville and all his tomfoolery, it'd be fun to get jackass back a little bit.
I think so.
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville took it. We're taking it back, back.
Do you know, I was thinking about Jackass the other day, too. Before there was Jackass, didn't we used to watch videotapes, VHSs of Faces of Death? Wasn't that kind of like the original Jackass?
Totally.
Somebody suggested that my demo reel for Denise Crosby before All Stars was basically Denise Crosby Faces of Death.
It totally was. It was just her dying over and over. There's no question about it.
I guess LiveLink is like that a little too.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, I'm all for. What am I all for? I don't know what I'm all for. I'm all for things. There are things in my life that I'm all for. All right.
You're all for Jackass, or you're all for Faces of Death, or
oh no, I know what I was going to say. I know what I was going to say. Faces of Death. I remember that being the most. What's the word? Horrific. The most.
Taboo.
My parents and every other parent and everybody who were adults at the time were like, we must protect our children with a great bubble of power and not allow this in their life. Like, it was really taboo. Really, really like forbidden fruit. Compared to things like, oh, well, RoboCop's rated R. I should see that. I mean, more than that. It was like, they all assumed these were real deaths. And as it turned out, outside of a few horrible animal things, they mostly weren't.
Oh, really?
Staged. Yeah.
Yeah, it was all staged.
A lot of it was staged.
Go back and watch it. They're terrible.
Yeah, they're kind of bad. But we all thought, I mean, we all bought into the sinister idea. You know, it's kind of like backmasking. We're just like, oh, Paul is dead. Paul is dead. Brr. Like, that stuff is just so, when we were kids, that was so pervasive. And now, I guess it's stupid and dumb. And they were
apparently it's on, is it really on Netflix?
Oh, of course. It's entertainment. It's like saying, is wrestling on Netflix? I don't know.
There's no people are dying in them is the point. It's all fake. Right. It's all faked and staged.
Yeah, 1978. Not for the faint of heart. The first film in the cult favorite and controversial Faces of Death series. This is listed. I don't know if I can hit play because it's just showing up. It's funny. It's just showing up as a description, but it does not look like it.
It's not playable.
Doesn't look like I can play it. It's really weird. It's like it's listed here. I'll put a link in the show notes because I've never seen this where you've got a movie on Netflix that appears to be streaming, but you can't click play.
Maybe another country. Hey, okay, so
that could be. Sure.
You'll never see Faces of Death where Sully killed anybody.
That's right.
nice way to bring it back. I like that you do this.
Yeah, I do too. He does this on FilmSack all the time. It's great.
All the time. Yeah.
Right. So I'm gonna go from memory. I've heard them say it a bunch of times, and I want to say it was 177 souls on board that day.
177 souls is your answer.
Right.
From a film you've seen, I feel like that gives you some credo there.
Creeds.
Yeah, some creeds. Some Apollo creeds. Okay. So let's see what that means from Michael. Michael, do you believe... Oh, no, I'm supposed to ask Brian. Brian, is that higher or lower?
You're supposed to ask me.
Or is that wrong is what I mean. Is that wrong?
I was just getting ready to do a Tom Hanks impersonation. I don't want to go into splash into the river. I've got a bachelor party to attend. Anyway. Michael is 177 is incorrect. Michael is the correct answer. Higher or lower than 177?
Oh, I even remember the news story. I haven't seen the movie. I'm thinking around 140, so lower.
Lower than 177, you say? Mm-hmm. But the only way you can do a good Tom Hanks impression is to go, I know what love is, Daddy. I mean, there's no other way to do it.
Do the Forrest Gump.
Yeah, everything else is too hard.
You could do the high-pitched whiny, I don't want to do, you know, it's kind of like a tongue in the back of the throat impersonation. I need a line. I need an actual Tom Hanks bachelor party line or something.
Oh, bachelor party. Okay.
Or it doesn't have to be bachelor party.
I was going to give it Joe versus the Volcano where he's patting Mr. Waturi on the head. Mr. Wahoo.
I remember none of that. I don't remember that at all.
God, that's such a great film.
Yeah. Well, it was a great film.
Was John Candy in it or not? Help me out.
No, that's Splash.
No, but there was another one.
Volunteers was the second one with the two of them.
Volunteers is the one I'm thinking of. I mix that and the volcano deal up every freaking time.
Oh, there we go, Nomic. There's no crying in baseball.
Ah, that's good.
You have to do the high pitched whiny with the.
There's no crying in baseball.
There's no crying in baseball, Jenner. You have to write that.
That's it. Nailed it.
Got to do it. All right. Well, let's find out if that is correct and it is indeed lower or not. Is it lower?
Congratulations.
It is lower. Oh.
You're a winner.
It's not that low exactly, though. It's 155 is the correct number, so you're right in the middle there.
In the middle.
Yeah, well done. That was 5 crew members and 150 passengers was the end result of that particular event. And you, kind sir, are the winner of free $20 on Blizzard's store. You can use it on anything you want, game-related or whatever. And all we got to do is send that to you. In fact, I think what I'm going to do is copy and paste it and send it right to you in Discord.
Yeah. There you go.
Take
smart.
Take care of it right there. Yeah, piece of cake. In fact, let's see. How's this work?
Cake.
Can I just message you? Yeah. So you should now see a private message from me with the code and where to go to redeem it. Well done.
$20.
Yeah, well done, dude. Very well done. All right. Brian Dunaway, always a pleasure to have you on. You can find him at comicscoasttocoast.com, as well as Film Sack with us on the weekends. Always a good time. And The Boop Show, which happens this Saturday. Yeah, this Saturday. I'm really looking forward to that because it's been too long. I put up the video game panel from Nerdtacular, so if you're out there going, oh, man, I wish there was something in the meantime, well, it's up there and it's interesting. You should check that out. But we'll be back to the normal format on this weekend. Brian, anything else you'd like to add before we snip you in the noodle?
Snip me in the noodle. No, I think that's it. Follow me at the Brian Dunaway on Twitter. Yeah. Always doing stuff there.
Yeah. And you know what's weird, Brian, is Daryl did that dumb contest for so long right. that I keep waiting for a contest, but there's no contest. We don't need to do those
anymore. No. Do you want a contest? No, I can give you a contest.
All right, give it to me quick. What do you got?
Lick your elbow. Okay, no, that's not a contest
can't do it.
At all.
Can't do it. I tried. Won't reach. No. Can you do it, Brian? No one can do it, right?
I can't do it. Somebody can do it. I can't do it.
Do you think Gene Simmons can do it?
Gene Simmons could probably do it.
Yeah, and he'd probably charge for it or something. Anyway. Bye, Brian. Have a nice day.
Available from our website, kisslickelbow.com.
I've trademarked it, and I've had a lot of ladies in my time. That's what he'd say. Yeah. All right, it's the news time. Welcome to the news portion of the program brought to you by...
Brought to you by Chad Zimmerman, who does videos showing people how to learn the Japanese language, as opposed to just teaching the language itself. And he travels in and to Japan, within and to Japan, for cheap. Chad says, all my last 3 trips over a month long have cost him less than $800 American. So I share advice with people who want to go to Japan but aren't sure how. Just go to YouTube and search for Chad Zimmerman. And you'll find him. This guy is so cool. He's Tristan's DM. This kid comes over every week, every Friday night to play D&D with Tristan and his buddies. And he's just the coolest guy. So check out his videos.
That's really rad.
Chad Zimmerman. Nicest kid you'll ever meet.
$800 is cheap for 3 trips. Jeez.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, well, one trip.
Oh, for
that's
one trip.
For one trip. Still... Yeah, two round trip to Japan and staying there for a month, $800. How do you do it?
I don't know how you do it. I mean, are they taking the cargo hold and then they dump you out in like a pile of rags?
Yeah,
you climb
into the wheel well of the plane and he stays in small villages and stuff. Really, really cool.
Yeah, that shocks me, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the news. I love this story. A gay orgy at a cardinal's apartment was raided by the Vatican police.
What are those gay orgies?
Gorgies, I call them.
Gorgy.
Vatican police have raided the home of a cardinal, interrupting a drug-fueled gay orgy. Police entered the apartment last month after complaints by the neighbors, according to the NZ Herald. Is that New Zealand Herald? I don't know.
Yep.
When police showed up at the cardinal's apartment, they reportedly found drugs and a group of men engaged in a quote-unquote orgy. Or as I used to say when I was younger, orgy.
Orgy.
Sounds like a pet dog or something. Come here, orgy.
She's got a little orgy.
Yeah. The occupant of the apartment, a priest who serves as the secretary to Cardinal Francisco Palermo, was arrested and taken in for questioning. Look at that name. Coco Palmerio. I'm leaving the office early, Francesco. Was arrested and taken in for questioning. Newspaper suggested Pope Francis is angered by the news and may force Coco Palmerio to retire. Really? You think he might after this?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, think about all the extra time he'll have for gorgies if he retires.
Exactly. In Pope prison or wherever you go.
Francesco Papa Giorgio.
There you go. The news comes after a number of scandals for the Catholic Church here recently. Cardinal George Pell was recently taken a leave of absence to defend himself against accusations of sexual abuse in Australia back in the 70s. So every once in a while this stuff pops up and I just kind of shake my head and go, maybe that celibacy thing is just not working. Maybe.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Like it's acting like too much of a restriction. So they feel like they've got to just go bananas the other direction.
Yeah. And I get it on.
No pun intended. The gay orgy.
No. I'm taking that pun. If you didn't intend it, I'm taking it. But like the idea that, I mean, this could get me in trouble, but I understand on paper how it sounds. It's good. It's like, oh, yes, I've restrained from the earthly desires of man and focused entirely on the work of the Lord. I get it. Like, I totally understand that. Yeah. But then what happens is you're sitting around on a Friday night, had a busy day at the rectory or whatever, and you're like, oh, I'm freaking horny. I need to, you know, like, I don't know right. Anything about this. I know nothing.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. And Sidian says it perfectly. Maybe suppressing a basic human urge isn't a great idea.
Seems like a bad idea, because then it just builds up and then it comes out in ways that are harmful.
And, you know, those confessionals are really nice, convenient, and private.
Yeah. Just get in there and, you know.
tap, 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 tap.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what that sound is, but I think I have an idea now.
If the confessional is rocking, don't bother knocking.
Hello, my son. Anyway, a man has tried to remove bees with fireworks and burnt his garage down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is a pretty bad deal.
Millions of bees?
Millions and millions of bees. Well, at least thousands. A Michigan man who tried to use fireworks to remove a bee's nest from a garage ended up burning the entire building down. News reports crews responded to the home in Grand Blanc Township on Monday, saw fireworks shooting off into the sky from a burning garage. Nobody was injured. Fire Chief Bob Burdett, we'll leave the light on for you, says the homeowner was trying to use a smoke bomb to get bees' nests out of the garage. I'm not going to call a smoke bomb a firework, okay?
Right. Yeah, no kidding. Well, apparently,
would you call it that? It's not really
a fireworks. You buy it at a fireworks stand.
Yeah.
And in addition to smoke, it does emit some flames. I mean, would you consider sparklers fireworks?
Yeah, I guess you're right. If you buy it at a stand, I guess we can call it that. I think that's fair. That's fair. Even those stupid snake things that stain your cement.
Right. Worst things ever.
I think those are the cause of all cancers. I don't think any other cancer causes
little
anything.
Fireworks
snakes, yeah, they're still out there in the air. You think that's air you're breathing? No, you're breathing somebody's old snakes from 75. Anyway, let's see here. Homeowner Mike Tingley. Said that while he's sad about his garage, he is happy the incident wasn't worse. Tingley said everyone is safe, and that's the main thing. He says.
And the bees are gone. And is bees, another main
and
thing.
The bees are out.
You think that would work? I think that's a smart, you know, get a metal bucket, put the smoke bomb in there, and then put it in the garage. Because I'm guessing what happened is it tipped over. There was some oily rags on the floor or something, and it just kind of set those on fire and built from there, would be my guess.
Yeah, it's a garage, but, probably. Yeah. Just be careful.
Although, hold on a second, because the thing says, the crews that were responding to the home in Grand Blanc Township on Monday saw fireworks shooting into the sky from the burning garage. So apparently it wasn't just a smoke bomb.
Yeah, or maybe he had other fireworks in there and that the fire set him off or something. Yeah. Kind of like when a bullet store catches on fire and all the bullets go up.
Right.
They call them bullet stores? Probably not.
Bullet stores.
Go to the bullet store,
get some bullets. A bulleteria is what they're called. I'm going to venture down to the bulleteria and pick up some...
45 ammo.
Oh yes, the Bulletaria.
That would be a pretty good name for a bullet store. The Bulletaria. Yeah,
I like it. Or the Bulletarium. That'd be all right. Bulletarium. Bullet. Copalypse. That doesn't work.
Amaterium.
There you go. Nailed it. Amoterium.
Amoterium.
Here's the. He was really great in that old Firelands raid, killing old Amoterium. It was a real satisfying kill. Hero makes. Well, they're calling him a hero. A guy made a motion sensing baguette as a controller for Overwatch's Widowmaker.
There's so much happening in that headline.
I know. Especially the hero part. I'm not sure he's a hero, but whatever. Using a breadboard and an actual loaf of French bread, game developer and Overwatch superfan Dylan Beck has created the ultimate weapon, an artisanally crafted, non-GMO, fully leavened sniper rifle. Those familiar with the chewy yet crispy lore baked into Overwatch universe, no. Did they have to say all that? They didn't have to say that.
Yeah, no.
Widowmaker is the lady they used it for. He basically created a sniper weapon that works. It's a motion sensing controller, so it moves with the view of the character on the screen. He can fire with it. He promised that in 12 hours... he promised in 12 hours he would put the weapon test live on his Twitch stream. From experience, they say this new toy will only be more rugged as its glutinous guts wither away, forming the French perfect weapon. Jeez, Polygon, could you word that worse? I don't know if you could. You know, Polygon.
We burned out all our thesauruses on this article, so that's cool.
Kind of.
The fact that it's a baguette is kind of.
It's dumb. The internet does this. It's like, hey, how do I get noticed? Oh, I know.
Dude, I'd love an actual gun controller for Widowmaker in Overwatch. Like, to be able to have a sniper rifle that I can use to play the game, a little joystick on the side or something.
Mm-hmm.
Be great.
Yeah,
I like Widowmaker.
Yeah, you're a sniper guy. You like that stuff.
I do. I like the games where I can kind of be far away and shoot when people aren't expecting it.
It's not just her bum bum that you like either.
No, it is not.
Yeah. Everyone talks about her bum bum.
Her bum bum. Tom, what was that guy's name that had the,
I don't know.
He did that song, My Bum Is on the Fence. My Bum Is on the fence.
Oh, I remember that.
Tom Green.
Oh, Tom Green. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. My bum is in the car.
Yeah.
What's that guy doing? Is he still up to things? Is he
working at an IHOP in Tulsa?
Because for a hot minute, him and ET Girl were a thing, right?
Right, Drew Barrymore and Tom Green and Drew Barrymore were a couple.
Yeah, I think he, not now, right? There, she's with somebody else.
I don't know. Oh yeah, no, long separated.
She's with I can't think of his name. Yeah, I know the guy. Just can't say his name because I can't think of it.
They were married. I didn't realize they were married for 1 year, 2001 to 2002.
Oh, I didn't know they were married either. Crazy.
He will be performing at the Irvine Improv Comedy Club on Wednesday, August 16th at 8 p.m. Tickets now and forever available.
Yeah. His bum is on the stage. Final story. You can buy this bikini made from real pizza for $10,000. Why eat pizza when you can wear it? Asked this article. You know what, Chad? I want you guys to see this. Let me pull this up.
Pizzakini.
I'm going to pull this up real quick. Yeah, Pizzakini, 10 grand. There she is. That's a lady wearing it.
Oh, that's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
Is that just a cloth bikini that's decorated to look like it's...
It says that it's real, but let's read on. In honor of National Bikini Day on July 5th. Hey, that's today.
Oh, today's National Bikini Day.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
There we go. I'm wearing a bikini under my clothes, so perfect. It's amazing serendipity.
There you go. Villa Italian Kitchen decided to take the focus off the body in the bikini and just add our attention back to the bikini itself. The restaurant teamed up with New York's food stylist Jesse Bearden to design a limited edition bathing suit that is made entirely from actual pepperoni pizza. The two pieces hand braided using homemade dough, whole milk mozzarella cheese, sauce from fresh California tomatoes, and topped with pepperonis.
Oh, thank goodness I'm putting sauce from fresh tomatoes on my butt. I hate it when I wear old Contadina tomato sauce.
Yeah, I can't just put ragu back there. It's got to be the real thing. If you're not completely grossed out by thinking about greasy pizza covering your naked body, let's keep going. The Pizzakini will be available for purchase on July 5th for one day only at the completely reasonable price of $10,000. The price includes an initial consultation, measurement session, creation of the customized suit, including topping preference, because duh, and a final fitting, because if you're going to wear a pizza, you want to make sure that the baby fits. If you have a couple of grand to drop on a... and a body that's pizzakini ready, you can place an order by sending a direct message to Villa Italian Kitchen on their Facebook page. Who's doing this?
Yeah.
Who would do this?
Nobody, but look at all the people now visiting Villa Italia Kitchen on Facebook, right?
That's all it is, isn't it? It's just a...
It totally is.
Yeah. They got a model to put one on. Totally. I mean, somebody somewhere's got money.
Because you know the second you try and take that thing off, all the toppings are going to slide off.
Oh, yeah, of course. Just... and you're going to sit in it. Oh, this is a nightmare. Nobody wants any of this.
I know what I do want, though, and that is for our listeners to not spend so much when it comes to, mailing things. We all have to mail things. I get it. But why spend more? Okay? I mean, really. Aren't you happy that this episode of the show is brought to you by SendPro by Pitney Bowes? Oh, man. SendPro has three times the features of Stamps.com at one-third the price. Print stamps from your computer, saving time and money. You compare shipping rates and delivery times between USPS and other major carriers to ensure you always get the best deal when you ship your packages. No special equipment necessary and no more waiting in those lines at the post office. Print paid shipping labels for USPS, UPS, and more, of course. Tracking your shipments from the self-same, easy-to-use interface. Pitney Bowes has negotiated special rates for SendPro users. Savings start at just 3 cents a stamp. Businesses can even mail now and pay later. That's a pretty good order. With flexible payment options. Now, here's what I want you to do, because I want you to get a deal and I want you to have an amazing free trial. And it's easy. Visit pb.com/TMS to learn more. And then sign up for SendPro for free for 90 days. That's 90 days for free, and you get a free 10-pound scale. When your free trial is over, you get SendPro for only $5 a month. That special rate is good for the lifetime of that subscription. So your SendPro subscription forever at $5. Compare that to Stamps.com at $15.99. That is three times the features, one-third the price. You cannot beat it. But you can only get this deal for a limited time by going to pb.com/TMS. That's pb.com/TMS. Take advantage of this offer now.
What do we want?
Music. That's what we want. Can you give me...
How are we going to get it?
Well,
is that how it goes?
I need music.
When do we want it?
Now, I think, is how it goes. Now, yeah. I'll say. Do you have some? What do you got?
I do. Jason Hawthorne wrote in and said, I want to hear Swimming Tapes, Queen's Parade. One of the members is a friend, and you've played another of their songs in the past. They're a great new UK artist who's making a big splash, if you'll pardon the pun. They've given permission. I've screenshot of it that I sent to Coverville email. Well, yes, and that's a good reminder that that is the way to do it. If you do have a request for Indie in the Middle, all I ask is that if you like something that an indie artist plays, reach out to them and say, hey, got this show called The Morning Stream. Can we play a song on the show? And then either just take a screenshot of the chat where they give you approval or forward it over to me via email if you talk to them via email. However you do it, just get permission, and we'll happily play it on the show if it's good, and it usually is. Here is the band Swimming Tapes from their brand new single, Queen's Parade.
Thank you. schoolboys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain. Innocently, they dance. Innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors. Marijuana, the burning weed with its roots in hell.
What do you got going this week? Boning? Sweet. Let me get in there.
The Morning Stream, a drifter, just passing through their town.
Okay, we're back, everybody. That was cool and trippy and great. I like that music a lot.
Yeah, I love the dreamy, jangly guitar pop like that.
And we had them on before, they were saying? It wasn't the first time, right?
Apparently we have, yeah. I'm trying to look and see where we played swimming tapes before, but my link is not where. Oh, there we go. Now it'll work.
Yeah.
I just did just sent off a video during the song there. I got three fidget spinners all stacked on top of each other. Okay, we played Set the Fire back in August of 2016.
Oh.
That was another swimming tapes thing.
Oh,
yeah, three fidget spinners all stacked on top of each other, all spinning the same time.
That's awesome. That's what life should be.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's what
life should be.
Life is all about that. Hey, look what I got here. I got one of these deals.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
That man is Tom Merritt. You know him as Tom Merritt. Tom Merritt, welcome to the show.
I prefer if you call me Tom Merritt.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, Tom Merritt.
I should have checked before I started.
Mm-hmm.
We've been pronouncing it the wrong way this whole time. Tom Merritt. Okay.
Yeah, no, Tom Merritt. Have you ever done that where you're trying to learn a language and you're talking to a native speaker and you're like, so poisson, and they're like, no, poisson. And you're like, that's exactly what I just said.
Like, even sorry that Fred Armisen started a live skit. No, Noonan, pronounce it Noonan.
Well, Tom, I feel like we just saw you, but it wasn't enough.
I miss you guys already. Yeah.
That was a bummer to have it end, but Tom back now from, of course, a wild weekend at Nerdtacular 2017. We had a blast, had a great tech panel, all that kind of stuff. And we're back at the usual Wednesday watering hole where we talk about technology and what's coming up today, and I get to be on later and all that. It's like being in comfortable shoes again.
It sure is.
What's happening?
Slip-ons.
Slip-ons. Thank you. Always slip-ons whenever possible. Or Velcro's fine. Laces, thing of the past. F those. Hey, tell us what's happening
Scott.
Today. Is there any kind of tech today? Like, what's the world doing while we were gone?
Yeah. You know, something that's interesting here. Volvo announced that all its car models launched after 2019, so a couple of years from now, will be hybrid or all electric.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Now, they're making a big deal like, that's the end of the combustion engine, which is silly because, A, hybrids have combustion engines, and all car manufacturers are moving toward electric and hybrid. Volvo's just the first one to set a hard date saying, not making any more combustion only engine driven cars, but it's still pretty nifty, huh?
Yeah, for them to announce that seems like a big deal.
And like you say, I mean, everybody's going to be switching to that, but them planting their flag and just saying we're doing it is kind of like a little first. It's like the commenting on the bottom of the YouTube post. We're totally doing it first.
Yeah, a little bit, but also I can see how that would benefit them. Volvo's certainly not the world's largest car manufacturer, and they've changed owners a couple of times, and I don't know that Volvo's the first name I think of, but I am interested in my next car being pure electric, and Volvos are built to last, and maybe this gets into people's heads and they go, oh yeah, Volvo, we should think about that. They're pretty forward thinking. Like, I actually think it's pretty good marketing, whether, you know, some of us are going to be cynical about it. I am a little, just because, you know, everybody's moving this direction, but them getting out in front of it, maybe we'll do them some good given their position in the market. So who knows?
Yeah. And you know, it's one of these moments where you realize that the long held promise of electric cars is definitely becoming a reality. I just reading this made me think, well, shoot, maybe the next car I get should be an electric car. We've got more and more parking lots that have spaces with outlets in them around here. And it's just getting easier and easier to do it.
I am convinced my next car, whenever that'll be, and we're in no rush, but whatever my next car will absolutely be electric. To do anything else feels really backward to me. And I realize that's not exactly the case or whatever, but it's like, what's it like? It's like, I'll use PC games as an example. It's like me suddenly saying, oh, I need to go buy a disc for a game. Why would I ever do that?
I'm waiting until we have key. Is it pronounced key? The QI wireless charging for my electric car. Like, I want to be able to pull into a parking space.
Yeah.
No, I'm right there with you. I want solar panels on the roof. Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. There you go. Yeah.
It does feel like. I mean, we're still in infancy stage. Obviously, there's a lot to mm-hmm. be said about where electrics will go or what cars themselves are going to do. We talk about that all the time. About whether or not I'm even going to want a car in 5-10 years. And
well, that's the other thing, right? I've been thinking, what if I just hold on to my good old fashioned 2002 Toyota until it really, really just dies at a point where I just get self-driving cars anytime I need to go anywhere.
Yeah. And you and I are in good shape. I think Brian as well. We've got these, you know, pretty well-made Asian cars that last forever. Like, we're in a position where we should probably just sit on them for a bit. And see what happens, like where things
sit
go.
Sit on my car?
Yeah, sit on your car, Brian. Get out and sit on your car. All
right. You know, to have a 40 and just, you know, watch people go by.
I'm going to sit on my car and watch planes land.
That's great. Yeah. But, you know, I don't, the idea of buying another gas car seems weird. So I know I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing
it. And most people are going to buy hybrids. So this isn't as crazy as Volvo maybe try to convince people it is. Because, you know, hybrids still require you to gas them up. And it's easy enough to go that way. But more of the hybrids are also plug-in hybrids where you can either put gas in them or also charge them. They can run on electric. So it is changing things. I realized while you guys were talking about self-driving cars, though, the one thing that I think will hold a lot of people up, because it was the one thing when I'm like, really, will I not buy another car, is you can't keep your stuff in it if you don't own. I mean, you can buy a self-driving car, but I'm talking about, oh, there'll be self-driving cars. I won't need to own a car.
Yeah.
You can't. A lot of people like to just keep their things in it.
Yeah. Like your fishing crap in the trunk or your, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, or the bags for the grocery store or the, whatever.
Come on, couldn't we do without a little less clutter of putting so much crap in our cars?
Probably. I mean, I know I could.
But. Could we? Yes. Will we? Different question.
Yeah, there's a definitely coulda, woulda here. Here's the other thing. If cars, we never hear about this. We always hear about how Uber and Lyft and that have affected taxi services and the taxi industry. But you never hear how it's actually affected the car business, or at least I haven't. And I wonder if that's had any impact. And certainly if we move towards self-driving solutions, then you start to really worry about that impact. But
I
assume
that is why you see all these auto manufacturers partnering up with self-driving car research or trying to do their own, like Toyota's doing, because they know that their survival depends on providing the cars to the fleets of self-driving cars.
Right. So they're going to have to, or else they're going to they're going to lose. And there's so many.
Geely, G-E-E-L-Y, that owns Volvo. That's a Chinese company that owns Volvo. Just bought Terrafugia. Terrafugia is the company that makes the vertical takeoff and landing flying car.
Oh.
It's the only car that actually is licensed to be on the road and in the air.
We really are heading toward.
Oh, wow.
We're moving toward Firefly time, aren't we? We really are.
I know.
Yeah. Jetsons. I think it's Jetsons time.
Well, Jetsons, but China owning everything is my point. Like, they're going to be, it's going to be China, China, China.
I see what you're saying.
When I swear, it'll be in Chinese, but otherwise I'll talk like a cowboy. We're heading toward it. That's how it's going to go. I'm going to wear a brown coat of some sort.
You're just going to be taking jobs.
Yeah.
Trying to keep flying.
Exactly. I'm going to wash my spear put my spear through the wash. Get it? Spear through the wash. Get it, everybody?
Yeah. On Alliance Day, you'll go to an Alliance bar and pick fights.
Exactly. I'm going to have this really cute girl take care of my engine. I'm stoked. It's going to be great. Well, later today, that is to say, at 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time, I will sit and sup at the feet of Tom Merritt as we discuss tech news stories.
Weird.
Of the day.
Let's just do the show.
All right, let's do the show. We'll just do the show this time. We got to work up to
my feet. That sounds like that pool story you told earlier.
we'll have to work up to it. It's fine. But we're going to do it today at 2:30, dailytechnewsshow.com. Tom, any other pieces of business you'd like to cover before we go?
I mentioned before that I've got a Patreon for my writing, patreon.com/acedetect. And I just posted the first story to that. It's a story I'm still writing, and I did an audio version of the first chapter of it to see what people think. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, check it out. Patreon.com/acedetect.
Very nice. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks again for a great weekend, dude. That was really fun to have you there.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah.
It was round of applause for Scott.
Yay, everybody. Yay. Round of applause for me, all three of us. All right, I'll talk to you later. Have fun. We'll see you tonight. All right, Brian, Nicole
three
time.
Rounds of applause.
Yeah, right three there. Rounds of applause, everybody. So Nicole texted me this morning and said that her Skype had been removed, and she had to have me re-add her, so I've re-added her.
Damn it, Mark!
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 Exactly. So I think we're okay, though. We'll give it a shot here and see what happens.
Okay.
Here we go. Nicole, you're back home and you look great. How you doing there?
Thanks. Oh, I got moved to the laundry room. Can you see?
Yeah, I was gonna say you're in a different place.
Wow, relegated.
Yeah. How? Why is that? What happened? Something get moved.
Oh, we're moving stuff around. So while we were at Nerdtacular, I got to talking to Hakito, and he's like, "Man, you should come raid." And I'm like, "You know, why am I not playing my PC? It's because it's in an office that's like boiling hot.
Yeah.
And I hate gaming, and I haven't PC gamed in forever.
Yeah.
So we decided to move our gaming rigs down into the basement where it's a lot cooler, which means I lost the desk, which means I'm now in the laundry room until Mark can build me something new.
Oh no, that's gonna take forever. He's gotta learn how to build a desk.
Yeah, and, he doesn't
like
know how
do a
to
bunch
do that.
Of research and like, all right, how many legs should it have?
Yeah, maybe? Do I do wood here? Like, how do I do this? He'll say.
Right.
By the way, that's funny.
But he'll whisper it.
Yeah, it's funny that Hakito is trying to get you to raid because Hakito is the guy that before the new expansion came out swore he would never play another World of Warcraft expansion. Said that his account was forever dead and he was never playing again. And now look at him. That's how it goes. It. Anyway, Nicole is here. She was here, like literally here, not long ago.
Yeah.
It was great seeing you, having you here. Your kids are amazing little kids. I was so excited to finally meet your kids.
You're going to babysit them for me, dude.
Listen, if I could have, that sounds like a lot more fun than me running around stressing out. But every bit, you guys see them on Facebook or on Instagram or something, every bit as cute and rambunctious as you think they are.
They're awesome. A handful.
Huh? Yeah, they're a handful, but they're awesome. That's what you want. Energetic kids mean one day they're going to be rad adults. So well done. Keep it going. Yeah, we're all hoping. Fingers crossed. Now, here's the funny bit. Between then and now, I've had no time to watch anything new, really. But I did find something that I'm going to recommend, even though it's in a waning moment where you may not even be able to get it. But I still want to recommend it. And it'll all make sense why here in a bit. But we usually start our recommendals off with Brian's pick for the week. Brian, do you have any setup for this clip, sir?
This is it's a TV show that I've been binging on for a while. I may have mentioned it on the show, but I don't think I've mentioned it in recommendals. So this is something I've been binging for like the last couple weeks.
All right, well, here you go. 35 seconds of Brian's clip, everybody.
Hi. Wait, how many of you guys live here?
Not me, I'm one down. But the old guy next door died in March, which I guess technically makes us next door neighbors.
Wait, so you're a nurse, Veronica?
Used to be.
Lying bitch.
She worked housekeeping at Cook County, bedpans and sheets.
Fine, but I was offered a place in the nursing school.
Fine, but it never happened. They fired her for selling medical supplies on eBay.
Will you shut up? We don't even know him.
Steve.
Carl.
Lip.
Debbie.
How you doing, Debbie?
Nice watch.
Oh, thanks. Pen or eye?
What'd that set you back about? Six bills?
So is this called douchymillennials.com or what is it?
It's funny because the most famous actor in this whole thing, you never even hear him, William H. Macy. It's a Showtime series called Shameless.
Oh, I do. Actually, I really like that show.
Yeah. It is a really good show, and it's...
They're still going. I didn't know it was still going. I thought it was over.
I think still going. Oh, is it? Is it over? I mean, I think they're up to season six now.
He's an alcoholic in this, right?
Yeah,
he is. He's an alcoholic with season eight even. No, still going. And he's an alcoholic dad with six kids. Yeah. Dang it, I can't even remember. Six kids. The oldest of which basically is taking care of all the kids as their mother. And it's really, really good, really funny, a little depressing at times because you're thinking, oh my God, there are probably kids out there who are forced to live this way.
Yeah.
Takes place in Chicago. Yeah. Emmy Rossum is the oldest daughter, Fiona. And you got Joan Cusack in a major role in this thing. You've got the girl from The Path in this thing. It's really, really good. And it's streaming on Netflix. At least the first several seasons are streaming on Netflix, and it's worth checking out.
All right. I like Shameless, what I saw, and it was forever ago, like season one, saw a chunk of it, got rid of cable.
Yeah.
And then I just never caught up. So that would be something I'd return to.
Really good. Yeah.
Mark and I have started a spreadsheet of all the shows we need to watch. Right?
That's a good idea. That's a great idea.
That's a really good idea. Up.
Yeah.
Because we finished American Gods, and then we watched the first episode of Legion, mm-hmm. and we're like, oh, we got to watch this.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Legion's great. Loved Legion. Oh my gosh. Yeah, keep going too. Even when that show seems like it's getting real weird, just keep going with Legion. It is worth every second of it. So good.
It sure is.
No, so why isn't there a site that does the spreadsheet for us? Like, why is this something we need to make?
Something, there was an app that I had called Need to Watch or Need to Read, because it lets you keep track of books, TV shows, movies, and you store them. Like, anytime someone would recommend it, you just add it to this thing. And then it would tell you like where they're streaming and stuff.
Hmm.
Like Legion is only streaming on Hulu for like the next 4 days. Oh,
well, I guess we know what you're going to be doing.
Yeah. You better get cranking.
Get cranking. So good.
I would say that somebody could be a smart person could just tap into these APIs and come up with like a service that lets you just go in there and manage this stuff and basically keep your own personal watch list, and it would notify you, oh, guess what, such and such on your list which you have fourth down is about to leave in a month, so you may want to bump it up. Like, you could, I think that would do really well.
Seems like it would be a smart way to do it, right?
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see how it goes.
Now I can't find it, you know. Tie it into Just Watch.
Yeah, Just Watch already has most of the just make that part of that site. I agree.
Yeah, for sure.
Already a great site, add more to it. Here's my clip. Let's see if you guys can figure it out. It's very short. 5 seconds is all you're going to get. And I picked it for a reason today. A couple reasons. I'll explain why on the other end. Here you go.
Valentine's Day's coming. Oh, crap. I forgot to get a girlfriend again.
Okay, so.
Futurama?
It is Futurama. And the reason I'm playing Futurama is because, A, it's on almost every night at our house. So I have been watching that. We love it. It's big family time. Kids love it. I think it's still one of the funniest animated shows ever made. Maybe one of the funniest shows ever made. I love it. And there are, what, 8 seasons total. Some of that's included with some one-off movies. They were canceled, brought back, canceled again. One time it was Fox, then later it was Cartoon Network. And it's a good, long, strong run. One of the best things ever. And one of the great things about it was we just all assumed it would stay on Netflix forever and never go away. Well, get some bad news for you.
Oh, no.
Netflix is losing Futurama.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't know where it's going. And I don't know where.
I was going to say, is there like a time period that's going and then it's going to come back? Or?
I don't know, because that has happened with series before, but it's more rare. That's more common for movies than series. Mm-hmm. So I'm concerned. I know sometimes something will leave that service and end up on Hulu or Amazon. Sometimes all three get them. So it's, you know, who knows what the contract is on this thing. But it bums me out because it is just so rewatchable and so much fun from season one all the way to the end. Consistent, always good, and I miss it already. So
if you love it so much, why don't you buy the seasons?
Because I
thought you were going to say, if you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
Because here's the thing. I do love it that much to the point that I do want to get it. I don't want to own a bunch of discs.
No, just buy it on Amazon.
I know. That's the other method. The problem with the Amazon method is it costs way more than the discs do. So what I'm thinking I might do...
Flex it.
Well, yeah. But I could just get the discs, rip them all.
Put it on Plex.
Put them on Plex and then throw the discs away. You know, or sell them or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well, then that's illegal, isn't it? Now that I think about it.
Just put them in a box and put them in storage.
Yeah.
You know?
I just... Love.
I actually do have all the Futurama seasons on DVD and the Simpsons seasons. It was before Blu-ray, and I was like, ooh, I'm going to get these. These are great.
I don't think Simpsons or Futurama have Blu-rays yet. I think they're all still DVDs, really? Yeah. I think partly because the Blu-ray upscale does not really help those shows very much.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right, true.
So.
Ooh, sharper definition for 4-point lines.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to tell there's any difference. But I am just... I'm sad that this streaming service that I like for so many other things just is, you know, losing this thing. There's a million series they're going to have forever. I just wish they could have made a deal here. Or at the very least, you know, my dream would be they should strike a deal with whoever owns the rights and make new seasons on Netflix. I would be in love with that idea. But they're probably not going to do that. I will say this, one final recommendation. If you like Futurama a lot and you're like, man, I could just use a small dose of something new and not just go watch an old episode. Here's my recommendation. Install the new, I forgot the full name of it. Oh, I have it right here. It's Futurama, brand new iOS and Android game called, oh, what's it called? Here it is. I'm opening it. Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow. And the reason I recommend you install it, well, first of all, if you liked Tapped Out, remember Simpsons Tapped Out, that thing? This is basically kind of that, but for the Futurama world, and there's a bunch of extra stuff in it that's different, but it's another one of those games, but it's extremely well made, and the part I liked about it the most is the first 5 minutes is a brand new animated film.
Oh, neat.
That is not some weird computery graphic-y thing. It's like actual, you know, animated. The voice actors all came back to do it, so it's a little mini story at the top that sets up this game, and it's really funny. And really well done. Not just fan service, not just, you know, hey, look what we can do. Like, genuinely, it would make a really great entire episode if they wanted to. And so, just for that reason alone, download it, watch it. Even if those kind of games aren't your bag, delete it after, but see that 5 minutes. It's really, really good. Okay.
Cool.
It involves a Hypnotoad, which is one of my favorite things. Okay. Let's now move to Nicole, who will have something real to recommend. What do you got?
I have a real movie to recommend.
What?
Whoa. All right.
All right. So this is streaming on Showtime since I'm watching Twin Peaks like crazy. I started, you know, exploring the Showtime Anywhere app. Yeah. And I came across a movie that I had never heard of.
Okay.
And I got to watching it. And I will just say it is really weird. I like the weird stuff. So if you tend to like the weird stuff, you may like this as well. So this is the trailer.
Every new life calls for a life to be lost. The equilibrium of the world must be maintained. Are you willing to accept the risk?
I am prepared to die in order to feel life grow inside me.
Hunt a sea monster. Cut out its heart. You will become pregnant.
The husband of a princess can only be discovered through a tournament.
What if I don't love him?
You will.
Where have you been hiding all this time? How old are you?
Open up this door so I can see you. Show me what you promised.
I have no idea.
It's a cool sci-fi premise, though. What's it called?
Any guess, Scott?
No idea. Never heard of that.
All right. So this is based off of, three Italian fairy tales, and it's called Tale of Tales. I don't know if you noticed, but it was Selma Hayek. You might have heard Selma Hayek saying she's desperate.
She's the one who's willing to give up. Yep.
She's desperate for a baby. John C. Reilly is her husband. They play king and queen. Oh, mm-hmm. So it's three fairy tales, this is not kid friendly, by the way.
Okay.
three at times very gory fairy tales kind of woven together throughout the movie. So you have the tale of the king and the queen desperate for a child. You have the tale of there's actually three sets of royalty in this movie. Then you have another king who has a daughter who he just kind of doesn't really care about, and he gets obsessed with something. He gets obsessed with it and kind of ignores her, and there's like a whole story with that and her journey. And then there's a third story of another king who's like a playboy. And he becomes obsessed with this woman that he hears singing and their story. And they all, I mean, at times it kind of is, you're like, where the hell is this movie? Where is this going? Yeah. And, you know, very weird, very strange. All stories are really, I really enjoyed it. I kind of wanted more. So I was a little dissatisfied at the end because it's not your typical, I mean, it's like grim fairy tales, right? It's not the best or the happiest of endings in some cases.
Wow.
So
sounds super in my wheelhouse, though. This is like my kind of weird. Yeah.
I had never heard of it before, and I was like, oh, gory, gruesome fairy tales, sign me up.
Yeah, I don't know why that's so appealing, but I'll definitely check that out. I still have my little free trial dealy going on for, I guess I'm paying now. Yeah, wasn't next to $3 a month or something, whatever it is.
I wonder if it's the whole, everything, we know life is not sugar-coated in Disney, and like, and when you kind of realize that the stories that we grew up with were really, you know, like with what's the mermaid tale? That one, holy crap.
Oh, I know. That one's hardcore.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Also, I mean, American Gods is kind of that too in a way. It's like here are these things that you otherwise thought of as just folklore, and now they're writ large in a way that is very gritty and real. Yeah, I mean, there's something about that. I think there always has been, but something about us adults liking to take childhood ideas and ruin them, you know, kind of. I mean, it's there's something cool about that.
These are Italian fairy tales, so I had never heard of any of them.
Yeah.
So it was kind of going in fresh, not knowing what to expect was also kind of cool to watch this. Huh. So,
all right. Then give me the name one more time. I forgot the name already. What was it?
Tale of Tales.
Tale of Tales. All right, I'm writing this down.
Yeah.
There you go. Recommendals, everybody. Straight up and down the board. Good stuff to check out. In my case, you're probably already out of time. Good luck to you, though. I think it's going to do it. Nicole, anything else happening? I know you're, Ladies Elite going on, all that. Back home, back in the saddle there. Anything else you want to mention?
I just wanted to say thank you to everybody that came up to me and just said hi and... I can't believe how many people asked me to bring Nerd Parents back. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah. That always happens.
I was like, oh, feel the pressure.
Yeah, one of the things I should warn everybody about before every Nerdtacular, if you've previously done a podcast and then you come to this event, be prepared to be asked to revive old shows you don't do anymore. Like, Eric got hammered about App Slappy constantly.
Did he?
Wow.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't even know why people remember that show. I'm like, Eric, it was a good show. We did a really good thing there.
Yeah.
And and he's like, well, they say we should start it up. And I'm like, I don't know if I have time. So there's that whole thing. But Ladies of Lead, I'm so happy, is back at ladiesofleed.com. People should check that out. How are you enjoying, what is it? Oh, and Uncharted 4 you're playing.
Yeah, I started up Uncharted 4 because I think I'm officially done with Fallout 4. Mm-hmm. I might go in just to listen to the radio or something. But...
Every time I'm out, they pull me back in.
They made that game for you. I'm telling you, it was made for you.
I am waiting for... I always want to call it Deep Horizon, but Horizon Zero is it?
Oh, Horizon Zero Dawn is so good.
Zero Dawn, yeah.
I'm waiting for that to go on sale.
Yeah.
So, it was on sale a couple weeks ago, like super cheap. I bought it then.
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't you let me know, Brian?
I know, I should have, because you always let me know. And it was actually during the same time that the Jackbox stuff was on sale. It was during the PlayStation anniversary event or E3 event or something like that they had. Horizon Zero Dawn on sale.
I really want to play that next. Oh,
so,
by the way, Nicole killed it in Mario Kart on stage over the weekend.
Well, kind of easy to kill it when your opponent can't find the gas button. Yeah,
it was tricky. I was having trouble with it too. I was using the little notch thing.
Right. Just the half controller.
Plus,
thing,
we sort of threw you. We threw you guys into it without any warning, and that was part of the fun, I guess. But
I will say thank you to Steven. You made me a hero in my son's eyes.
That's right.
He was so proud of me, and he said, Mommy, you are leader of the family for 100,000 days.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. You've really been bestowed the great honor. That's amazing.
Yeah. And he reminds Mark every single day that he is not the leader of the family.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Take that, Mark.
Rough.
Yeah. Now we can all yell, go, Mark, and mean it. Nicole, take it easy. Have a great week, and I'm glad you're home and doing good. We'll talk to you soon.
Me too. Love you guys.
Bye. See ya.
Aw.
Good old Nicole.
I already miss everybody, but I can go see Nicole anytime.
Yeah, you live right up there, dude. You're fine.
20 minutes away.
She was talking about some game gathering ideas she was going to think about doing in Colorado. It might get me
out there for that. We're doing it in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you have to let me know how that goes. If it's as fun as it sounds,
it's happening.
Have to come out there. That's going to do it. That's a show for us. We've done one. Here it is, everyone, on display. We've done it. You can get it. You can have it. You can listen to it all you want, and you can support us at patreon.com/TMS. And if you do that, by gum, good things will happen to you in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a big thanks over there to Todd, who streams the show every day at alphageekradio.com. We don't mention that enough. He's refining a few things, making it even easier to get that audio on the go. And huge thanks to him. Check out more if you want to listen to more of what's happening at tunein.alphageekradio.com for a bunch of great ways to listen to content. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website, and therein you will find phone numbers, emails, Twitter accounts, Reddit pages, and more. So go do that. All right, we're going to get out now, and we're going to do it in style because Brian brought a song, and it's a cover.
I did. So Paul, a.k.a. Major Dumperoo in the chat room, said, I'm dedicating this one to Gary Fisher, formerly from Lantronics, because on Monday, July 5th, 2017, he officially retires from full-time working life. I think it's actually today is his last day.
I think you're right. And by the way, is Major Dumperoo, a.k.a. Paul, is that Paul from Toronto? Do we know?
Oh, it must be.
I think that's Paul from Toronto. So, Paul, it was really nice hanging out with you over the weekend. It was good to see you, dude.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Gary's a really great guy, and I think I speak for the entire Tadpool when I say, enjoy your retirement in health and peace, Gary. We love you. We do, Gary. And how is it ever going to be possible that you walk up to a microphone again and not say, hi, I'm Gary from Lantronics. You might know me as Gary from Lantronics.
Yep. I don't know if he's got a new line or a catchphrase. He tried to kind of do it. The best part about his question at the panel was he didn't actually have a question. He just wanted to get up and like test out the Gary.
I've never seen Scott Fletcher yank a microphone out of somebody's hands as quickly as I did at that moment.
It was really funny. Anyway.
All right, this is, we played this before on the show, but I'm playing it again. It's the Dead Kennedys, Take This Job and Shove It, originally by Johnny Paycheck. You'll find it on the Dead Kennedys album, Bedtime for Democracy. Here are the Dead Kennedys.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working no more. Come on, let me get the call to be the guy who's looking for. You see that guy is staying away, just walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I'm working it no more. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working it no more. Come on, let me get the call to be the guy who's looking for. You see that guy is staying away, just walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I'm working it no more. Factory from now on 50 years. Oh, it's time I see my woman driving through the tears. I see the animal people dying, I have my meals to pay. I take the shirt right off my back if I had the nerve to stay. Take this job and shove it. I ain't budgeting no more. If I want to make the corner, we've been driving working for. It made my time to spend my way from walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I won't be no more. That woman, he's a regular dog, that apple, he's a fool. Got my new skin and haircuts, he thinks he's a fool. What is it, I'm more my time, that's somebody's gonna pay. That made you see the localization, I turned the park, he didn't stay. Take this job and shove it, I ain't running out of line. I want a lesson for the reasons I've been looking for. If they don't try to stay in my way, they're walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, I won't hear no more. Take this job and shove it, I won't hear, no more.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Sleazy whore.